السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن نبينا وحبيبنا وإمامنا وعظيمنا وقائدنا وقدوتنا وقرة عيننا محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم عبد الله ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وخليله نشهد بأنه قد بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجعلها على المحجة البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أعاذنا الله وإياكم منها أما بعد يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى في محكم تنزيله في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد All praises and thanks are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We attest and bear witness that there is no deity or divinity truly worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is indeed the last of messengers and prophets chosen and sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sent to mankind. Sent with the message of peace and justice, the message of unity, the message of human brotherhood, the message of compassion, the message of tawheed. That is the message of Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us to be on this path of this message. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us to remain on the path of this message. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He chooses to take His amanah, our souls, to only take it when we are on the path of this message of Islam. And we send our peace and blessings upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam and his family and companions and all the followers, and may Allah accept us among these followers. My dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Only 3 weeks ago, maybe 24 days ago, the Ummah counted a new year, a new Islamic year, 1442, the year of Hijrah. 1442 years, subhanAllah. And the date of Hijrah is very important for us to remember and reflect on, to the point where, for those who might be familiar, you know that the calendar, the Islamic calendar, did not start from the time of the Prophet alayhi wasalam. It was after the death of the Prophet alayhi wasalam that the Sahaba got together and they said, we need our own calendar to track our dates and holidays and events. And they debated, when do we begin the year? They said, somebody said, we do it starting the year when Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam was born. And that would have made sense. What's better day than that beautiful day and beautiful year? Others said, no, it should start on the day or the year of the beginning of the wahi, the revelation. And that would have been great. Can you imagine better day than the beginning of the revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And others, including Umar ibn al-Khattab, may Allah be pleased with him, said, no, we rather begin on the year when the hijrah was made, the migration from Mecca to Medina, because that is truly as important as the other dates might be. This was the date with the most impact on the future and the present and the history of mankind, not just Muslims. That date of hijrah, of migration, because it changed the world. The world as we see it today was the result of that specific event, hijrah. Because that hijrah, that migration from Mecca to Yathrib, which was called later on Medina, Al-Medina Al-Munawwara, the enlightened city because of the coming of the Prophet ﷺ, changed the history. It's the time when people said, what is more important than my geography, my tribe, my race, my economic status, is my connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the time when the Ummah, you know, as small as it was at that time, left everything behind it. You left your business, your loved ones, your home, seeking safety and seeking Allah's pleasure. Everything behind them. When they left Mecca, the Quraysh made sure that they don't allow them to take anything with them. Tracked them. They kept an eye. Nothing. So you leave everything and you're starting from scratch. You make the hijrah purely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching the ummah that made the hijrah and that witnesses the hijrah now, 14 centuries after that, is that what matters is really your connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Standing for truth. Because remaining in Mecca was being allowing for the oppression. To oppress you and oppress others. So what means is standing for truth, for justice, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more important. It created a new bond that didn't exist before. There's a new bond, the bond of Islam among ourselves. The bond of Tawheed. That means you are my brother and my sister. Your bond of Tawheed, our Iman, the bond of Iman that brings us together is stronger than the blood bond. Because some people left their own parents. Some people left their own siblings. They left their own spouses, their own children. Can you imagine that? Because they said the bond of Iman, the bond of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more important. That's what the Hijrah made. The Hijrah opened this new page to the point where now, as an ummah of 2 billion people, our bond of Iman is more important than if my own blood brother chooses kufr, chooses oppression, chooses injustice, chooses displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are closer to me because of this bond of Iman and the values that brings it, right? It's not just I say I'm a mu'min, but also what comes with it of the full package, believing in Muhammad alayhi salam, his message and so on. This is what the Hijrah taught us. Hijrah taught us about faith. Faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can you imagine you leave everything you own, everything you worked hard for in your life behind you to seek safety, to seek place where you can freely worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the unknown. You're going to a city you might not have visited before and meeting people you've never met before, starting a new life. Subhanallah, but why did you do it? Because you have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Hijrah teaches us about faith and about hope. Hope that the ummah will always have a brighter day. Faith that if I put my faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I always have a brighter day. This is what the Hijrah teaches us. And so much that we need hope, my dear brothers and sisters, at a time when we're witnessing so many things that bring us sadness, from dealing with COVID-19 and the challenges, dealing with the racism that exists in our country, dealing with the police brutality that targets certain communities of color in our country, dealing with the warfare that exists now, the Islamophobia that targets Muslims, the Islamophobia that targets our Prophet alayhi salam with cartoons and ridicule. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep sending his honor and blessings upon our beloved Prophet alayhi salam. Nothing impacts him. It's all cheap talk. But it hurts our feelings, of course, because we love him more than we love ourselves. When we talk about, even globally, when we witness in Syria, in Palestine, in Kashmir, what is happening to our brothers and sisters, the Uyghur brothers and sisters in East Turkestan, what is happening to our brothers and sisters in Myanmar, the Rohingyas, what is happening, the floods happening in Pakistan, in Sudan, everywhere you look, there is something that brings sadness. But what keeps us going is the hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Faith and hope come together. When there is faith, there is never loss of hope. When there is faith, there is always, always hope. Once you notice you're losing hope, check your faith. Renew it immediately. This is what we learn from the hijrah. So much do we need this hijrah. Hijrah is not only a physical thing you do. Hijrah is a spiritual thing. We need this spiritual hijrah to come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the hope that comes with it. The ummah requires this hope. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised us, فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, with hardship, not after, with hardship. So Allah says, verily, فَإِنَّ, right? With hardship comes ease. And then Allah repeats again, with hardship comes ease. So this is a promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear brothers and sisters, keep that with you. Keep sharing good news with the community. Keep sharing the hope. Because the battle of good against bad has always existed and it will exist till the end of times. The cycle of winning and losing, that's a cycle. It has happened. Nothing stays the same. The only thing that doesn't change, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything else changes. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, right? Nothing is eternal except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So don't worry about how the cycle is and where the cycle is. Worry about where you are in that cycle. Am I on the side of truth? Am I on the side of those who are making the hijrah? When the hijrah happened, and if you were there, would you have preferred to stay to take care of your business? Or would you have joined Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? This is the hijrah of our time now. It's not a physical one, it's a spiritual one. When we see all the injustices, when we see governments selling out our brothers and sisters in Palestine, UAE and Bahrain, and today to announcing, selling out, throwing our Palestinian brothers and their rights under the bus, selling Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa and Al-Quds Sharif under the bus in order to gain some relationship. Am I a neutral person, or do I stand for what Muhammad ﷺ and his Sahaba and his followers stand for? This is the reality, and I will conclude with a hadith, beautiful hadith from the Prophet ﷺ about hope. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه وأرضاه أن رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم قال إذا سمعت الرجل يقول هلك الناس فهو أهلكهم. فقال ابن إسحاق قال أبو إسحاق لا أدري أهلكهم بالفتح أو بالنصب أو أهلكهم بالرفع. For those who speak Arabic, you will enjoy this hadith, right? Abu Huraira narrates, he said, I heard the Prophet ﷺ said, whoever hears someone says, people are doomed, then he said, and in Arabic he said, فَهُوَ أَهْلَكُهُمْ. He said, the narration is that, then he is the most doomed among them. But in Arabic, it could be two meanings. It could be a noun, أَهْلَكُهُمْ, right? He is the most doomed among them, he said. Or أَهْلَكَهُمْ into a verb, it means he is the one dooming them. Either way, it's wrong. Meaning, don't be the carrier, the bearer of pessimism. Don't say people are doomed. Wallahi, the ummah is never doomed. The ummah, as long as it connects and stays on the path of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's never doomed. As long as it stands with the oppressed, it will never be doomed. As long as it says, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, with true meaning, it will never be doomed. Because the battle between good and bad is something that the Prophet ﷺ said will continue until the end of times. And who do you think will be leading the battle of good against bad? The battle of justice against repression? The battle of truth against falsehood? Is the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. And those who believe in that will join, inshallah. But the point is, ask yourself, where am I on that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us stronger faith. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring us hope with that faith so we can stay on the path, because it's not, the key is not to make it to the path. The key is to stay on the path. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring us to the path and keep us on the path. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه فيا فوز المستغفرين. استغفر الله العظيم واغفر لنا وارحمنا وأنت خير الراحمين وتب علينا يا أرحم الراحمين. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. أما بعد, very quick announcement. I have one announcement from CARE, just reminding you that on October 2nd, the government has increased the fees for naturalization, for application for citizenship, drastically. It's going to be too much for most people. So if you are a green card holder and you want to have adjust your status, this is the time to do it. And CARE can provide you free services. It's important to become a citizen. It brings you rights, voting rights, protection rights, civil rights, in ways that you wouldn't be without being a U.S. citizen. So make sure you call the CARE offices, or if you have other attorneys, that's fine. But take advantage, because this is a time, we have an election coming up. We want to make sure that, alhamdulillah, this is a community that is part of making positive change in our country, protecting our rights and the rights of all people. And last but not least, making some dua for people who need our dua. And wallahi, we need to make dua for them so we can get rewards. For people who are sick, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them shifa. We make special dua for brother Ayaz Karimullah, the Faridi family, and brother Sulaiman Ahmed. And we also make dua maghfirah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them mercy and rahmah and jannah, for people who passed away, namely brother Hussam Batal, sister Zuhra Abu Bakr, brother Farooq Karim, and sister Bessie Abu Nasr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them mercy, maghfirah, forgiveness, and jannah to them and to all the deceased in our ummah and our community. عباد الله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد كما صليت وسلمت وباركت على سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا اللهم متعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا وذرياتنا أبدا ما أحييتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا اللهم لا تدع لنا في مقامنا هذا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا كربا إلا نفسته ولا مريضا إلا شافيته وعافيته ولا ميتا لنا إلا رحمته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا ضالا إلا هديته ولا أسيرا إلا فرجت عنه ولا حاجة لنا من حوائج الدنيا لك فيها رضا ولنا فيها صلاح إلا أعنتنا على قضائها يا أكرم الأكرمين اللهم ارفع البلاء عن أمتنا في كل مكان وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم وأقم الصلاة
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استووا واعتدلوا أثابنا وأثابكم الله صفوا